While the message pad does have a pen, there's no paper involved, for this is part of the latest in high-tech. Palm-sized computers that use an electronic pen rather than a keyboard to enter data. This doesn't, of course, explain why a charitable organisation has invested $250,000 in machines rather than medicine, but the executive director of the Blue Nurses, Alec Loban, does.
Sometimes you've got to spend money to save money, and that certainly was the case on this occasion. We wanted to maximise the efficiency of nurses in the field rather than have them spend a lot of time doing administration in the office and in fact spend a lot of time returning to the office and leaving from the office. We wanted to have them in the field as much as possible. The use of the Newton in the field allowed us to do that.
You've gone to the Apple Newton message pads. Now, why have you gone in this area? Because it's an area that not a lot of people have gone in yet.
Yes, we had a look at that. That was quite a deliberate decision. It was no accident. Our sister organisation in South Australia has gone to 486 laptops, and we had a look at that. We decided not to go that way for a number of reasons. Firstly, 486 purchase price is considerably more than the Newton-type machine. Secondly, to use laptops, we would then have to enter a fairly expensive training program for all nursing staff to learn to use the laptops, whereas the Newton is very much more user-friendly. Thirdly, we wanted something that would be a minimum threat to the client, and we felt the Newton was less of a threat to the client in their home than the laptop, which is a bigger show.
What do they use them for?
At the moment, we're only running trials. The full-scale development won't be available till the end of February, but the trials are based on the staff members' roster is on the Newton when they start off the day. They don't have to go into the office to get their roster or to talk to the director of nursing about what they're going to do for the day. It's already on their Newton. Now, that can be faxed through in the middle of the night. Can be faxed through the day before onto their Newton. It's an easy thing to do. So they have no need necessarily to go into the office at all.
Well, what do you mean by faxed through? Do you mean that their Newton's sitting on their bedside table and
yes, that's right.
And someone at the office has sent them a fax to their...
Yes, it could be done that way. It's more than likely going to be done the day before while they're out in the field and the afternoon before. The director of nursing will put it on their machine from the head office base. Also, the clients will be in a sequential order, which minimises the amount of travel. The rosters are less likely to be lost on their Newton on a piece of paper. When they get to Mrs. Bloggs's house, the Newton records their time that they arrive. It calls up Mrs. Bloggs's records so that those are available to the client. And again, those are easier to manage than paper records, and if the Newton happened to be lost or stolen, nobody has access to the client's records because the Newton is protected, whereas a paper record isn't. When they go into Mrs. Bloggs's house, they call up on the screen the forms that they use, and it's a tick and flick pen-based system. Those are all recorded. Any additional notes can be handwritten on the Newton. When they eventually do go back to the centre, all of those records can be downloaded onto their Windows PC without the long periods of data entry that currently exist. Amazing savings in time on that. The records of how long they spend on the road, travel time, how much time they spend in houses are now far more accurate than we had before. We always suspected those records were a bit wonky, and since we started to use the Newtons, we found that that's very much so.
The nurses themselves are using it in the trial mode at the moment. How have they coped with what is quite a quantum leap in technology in the way they do their work?
Very much better than if we'd suggested they use traditional computers rather than the pen-based system. They haven't found it hard to adapt to at all. It's a very easy system to use, and they find it so. They found it a lot harder to learn how to use the Windows-based PC back in the centre. This is certainly much easier for them.
And, of course, does it make it more efficient? The numbers of patients that they can see in a day and process is better?
It keeps them in the field much, couldn't say much longer, but it keeps them in the field longer. And we anticipate that we would pay for our Newtons in saved time in something like 6 or 7 months.
That's a phenomenal payback period for new technology.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Less than a year. And basically it means more medicine and less paperwork.
That's correct. That's the theory. It's also the practice.